Hey guys, welcome back to the Gold Standard. This is your favorite fitness motivator, Minsu. I am so excited to be here. The Gold Standard, we are here to be the better and the best version of yourself. Here is Joy with me. And hi, Joy.
Hello there. What's the crack? You well?
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very well. Getting a lot of feedback in the week from previous episodes, so it's really nice to hear from people.
We need more comments. Comment below.
Yeah, exactly. Like everyone who's been subscribing and spreading the message, thank you so much. We've seen that we've got more listeners each week, so it's really exciting to see that more and more people are listening to Minsu and the Gold Standard. So thanks for that.
Thank you.
And yeah, one thing recently, someone they flagged that you mentioned you're working on a book at the moment, like a kind of an ebook, and they just wanted to know. Also, I want to know, but also they want to know, like, what exactly is it? Like, when is it coming out? What kind of stuff do you talk about? Do you want to give us a bit of an insight?
Definitely, I'm thinking about the Gold Standard. To be the Gold Standard, better you. It's all connected, and that's the message why I'm doing this and why I'm spreading the word. So, in the book, I am sharing my experiences about how I got into fitness. Pretty much a lot of what you hear here that'll be in the book to motivate people. What actually has changed? You know, since I started fitness, my life changed. Before fitness and after fitness, like totally, because I am not even coming from like fitness background.
Your background was business.
I studied PR and business. Yeah. Yes, I got my MBA, but I studied PR, nothing to do with fitness. But now it's like my whole career is around it, like fitness.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give some insights, you know. And also definitely my main goal is to inspire and motivate you and to let you know how fitness and being healthy is important to your life and how being fit can totally change your life.
And not just your body, but also your
health. Totally change your life. And actually in this episode, I wanted to share with you my personal experiences, how fitness changed my life. It could be very controversial, or you might not agree with me. There are, but I wanted to share how things have changed after I become fitter. So it's very interesting. I have a cool story, which it will be in the book as well.
So we get a sneak peek this time. Okay,
yes,
nice one.
The first thing I would say, it was better boyfriend. Well, let's say it's mentioning it again. You will have a higher standard of significant others when you become fitter. upgrade your boyfriend after you become fitter.
So a better quality of man or more men?
I don't want to say. I mean, more men, maybe. Yeah, you attract more people, so for sure you can date more guys. But I'm not saying dating. I mean, dating, you're meeting more people, give you more better ideas because... Unless you get to know the person, you have no idea what's really fits you. So, yeah, definitely I say, well, if you are already married, I'm sorry it's not going to fit you because you are already stick to one. Good for you. But if you are single and if you become fitter, definitely I want to say your relationship, you will find the higher standard of man or woman. Why I'm saying this, since I become fitter, I have approached by so many different type of people, like successful people in all around the world, period. And it was from famous movie producers or singers, but also like millionaire, like businessmen, like self-made millionaire, blah, 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 artists, and so many good people. Like, it's amazing how people are like... like coming to you because once you start working on yourself, you know, being confident with the hard work, I mean the hard work always pays off. So once your body changes, your confidence becomes super higher. You are so confident about yourself and you know how your life is so dedicated and then you are focusing on things that matter to you now. So it's not that you respect yourself more, and with that, you actually tend to attract more people like that. And people who are successful in their industry, no matter who they are, I think bottom line is the same. They all have to put the hard work, dedication. Without the dedication or passions, they will never get the where they are. So when these people, these guys see me, they see me, my passions, you know, and they see me, how I'm dedicated. I'm so passionate with what I'm doing, dedicated. I always push myself. So it attracts them so much. So I'm meeting, I got to meet with, you know, different types of people, and they are really interesting. So before I was into working out, the guys were more standard thinking, the mindset. So they just care about going to the work and come back. They don't really challenge themselves. And in me, it was definitely for me, even after I become fitter, I become more self-conscious about what I want. Like, I do have a strong opinion. It's like, you know how now I eat super clean, so I tell people, I don't like this, I want this, you know? I don't go there, I don't need to do this. It's like, so it's so comfortable for me to tell them because I don't eat those, you know? And I don't do things like crazy. So I'm just saying, it is some confidence. So when you're dating, I think that really, that's important that you have a strong, it's not that you're just stubborn, but something that you do have, you know what you want, and that you are able to speak out.
Well, you're not a pushover.
Yeah, yeah, so it's like, oh, whatever. It's like, oh, I want this, and you want this, you try to make the adjustments. If not, I mean, sometimes it doesn't work. One of my old relationship, this guy never, he doesn't eat vegetables, period. Never in his life. It's like, okay. And it's like, then it's not gonna work for me. You know, obviously, like, and then he never been outside of Texas. For me, it was like, are you for real? Like, so I'm not saying if you're born and raised and live in that country or that specific area, fine, it's nothing wrong with it. But I'm a person who's seen so many different things in life, and I like to see other things, what's around here, there, different culture. I like to see what's different than me. So with that open mind, I attract people like that, you know? I don't attract just one dimensions, people who has traveled. So that's what I've seen in my life. And when I meet guys, these guys are from all over the world, and they've been traveling all over the world. And so when they see me, they see something special about the things that I've done, because I'm not really normal, like studying just one thing, going towards the, you know, common directions, but more, I'm not afraid of changing things and trying new things. So that was one thing. I actually also offered Lamborghini. It's interesting story.
Lamborghini, the car.
The car. Yeah, so when you get fitter, you get offered Lamborghini.
That should be the headline. If you get fitter, you'll get a Lamborghini.
Yeah,
everyone will go to the gym.
Yeah, so, I mean, so what happened, this guy was contacted me for doing business together and had a pretty decent business. I liked the idea and I wanted to be the part. I was nice because I do believe in the business. It's more, it's important doing the business, but also personal level, like you wanted to be close to them. Not necessarily like personal, but you know what I mean? Like friendly, and you get to know
get
the
on
person.
Well, yeah.
Yes, because that's more important than what's the business about. So we had a good like relationship, and so I'm like, oh, so let's start doing this. I like the way you're thinking, going global. But then apparently he likes me in a personal level. And it's like, first he offered me this and that, like related to work. But then later he become more personal. And after maybe few weeks or a month or whatever, and he actually asked me out. He want to be with me and be in a relationship, and he knew by the time like I wanted the Lamborghini because it was my dream car at the time. Now it's not my dream car, it's more I want to get a Maserati. Anyway, another story. I love cars, right? So he was saying, I actually got a Lamborghini for you, like white Lamborghini, blah, blah, blah. And then like he wanted to give it to me, but he wanted to be with me. So basically I knew, even though he didn't say that, I'm gonna give you this keys if you are become my girlfriend. But I knew he wanted to be with me, but he wanted to say that, oh, I can afford you to get your Lamborghini. It's like, it's not, don't get me wrong, he was not a jerk, and he was very respectful. I cannot stand the man who can't respect the woman. I mean, it's vice versa as well. You know, you gotta respect for the woman. Some guys, they see a fit woman as a sex toy, or they really, like, look down, just, you know, they think that they're pleasure or treasure, natural. Yeah, it's stupid. But this guy was not like that, but I just not into, you know, as a, like, personal relationship. I wanted to do the business with him, good friends, but not more than that. So obviously for me, there is no reason to take the car and then my becoming his girlfriend, quotation mark. So I said, well, oh, I appreciate it, thank you, but it's okay, I can't take this car, and I don't think we are just good friends, you know. I try to be nice. But
you didn't take the car.
I did not take the car. People, I guess some girls, they take the advantage. You know, I guess many girls, they like these fancy things. But for me, money was not the issue, because I'm going to be the millionaire. So, like, I mean, if the guy's millionaire, billionaire, it's fine. But I don't have to be with the millionaire, billionaire, because I'm going to be the one. Same thing with the car. If I want it, then I can get it. And it's nice for the man who loves me, buy me nice things, and I'll take it, you know. I mean, it's the present. I'm not saying that, don't give me, it's like, I'll take it. But I don't need to use the money or just use the person, and they use me, my body. You know, like, I don't just see that. Oh, it's not just me. And I was totally fine, because that's material things. And you're bottom line, I'm worth more than Lamborghini anyway. So do you think that you can buy my heart with a Lamborghini? It's like that's wrong. Even though I like the Lamborghini. So, and I'm just trying to say, when you get fitter, I'm not saying you gotta be fit so you can get a Lamborghini. That's not the point of this story. But you do tend to attract people who really respect you for what you've done. And your passion, they see that in your heart. Because they've gone through that, you know, path, and then they want to be with someone like that. So that was one thing that I see, definitely. Till now, I see the higher standard people with the passions, their dedications, hard work, success people, positive mind attracts, you know, those attracts the same.
Yeah, people
attracts,
admire,
right?
Hard work, diligence.
Right, right. So I'm really fortunate to be around with these people. So what happened after that, with my self-confidence getting higher, and I'm more confident about myself, and I respect myself more, and you actually earn more money. You are either promoted and you get better jobs, or you get just bring money. It's, you think that it's crazy, but no, try this. If you are getting fitter, healthier, and then definitely you get your confidence to get more, you know, and then you have more energies, and you're so happy person at work, you are a likable person, and then people like being around you, and when they see the change, you know, how you changed, and it just, all the good things have come to you. So me, I studied the business, and not like, I never thought about doing just physical work, but it's because now I'm into this fitness career, and I gain a lot more, since then, you have no idea. I'm not going to say how much I made, but so many different extreming from here and there, not only training, but also doing other things. Like, even because you're fit, you are very, I'm good icon, like healthy icon. So they want to work with me as
right.
their brand ambassador or
associate
anything.
With
yeah,
their
yeah.
product.
So anything, you become your own brand, and you can just maintain those, bring money more to you. So it's just all connected. And for those who, I have friends who are fitter, they do have a very nice job, and they're very successful. They promote it very fast because they always take care of themselves. So one of my friends, I'm gonna talk about you, Kevin, because Kevin is gonna tell me about his story in my book. So he already says, okay. So he's an investor, and he in medical field. So he's a doctor, but then he is a regular doctor. He went to, you know, doctor and being, you know, what is it? work there,
yeah.
But he changed his career to now he's become an investor, so working for them as a company, but their company is investing in the healthcare. So I think that's so like amazing to see. But he's like, so he's really living so higher standard like lifestyle, because not only is making the money, but he does have all the things that he can. I mean, he deserves it, you know, he works hard. But one of the things that he does is he works out, he always taking care of them himself. And one thing he told me is, I have to work out, otherwise I get sick. Like, I don't feel good. So try to maintain his performance at work and the relationship and things like that. He has to train. So I just think that, I mean, he's super busy, but then he's like, oh, Mizu, I'm at the gym at 5, it's like 5 in the morning. So he would get up like so early just to train and then go to work. So seeing those like passionate and they literally, yeah, I mean, so obvious that he can promote it super quickly than other people because he has energies to do it and then, you know, train more people. So along with the same directions, when you get fitter, people gonna pay more attention to you. It's, you know, because you're fitter and you look different and you carry your confidence, and then when you walk, like people look at me all the time. I don't know why, but they just look at me. I walk, and everybody say, Minsu, like, I envy you because you look so confident. I mean, like, I don't know why people say that, but I'm just walking. But people see that in me. So whenever I try to say something, when I have some opinions, I mean, it could be right or wrong, but people tend to more pay attention to what you are saying, and they are more agree to what you are saying. I'm not saying you gotta use it like, you know, manipulating people,
yeah.
But more, if I have a strong opinions in what I believe, and I know how it works to me, then I am confidently say something, but they tend to like believe you what you are saying more because you carry your confidence and
you represent your belief by how you look,
right,
and how you carry yourself.
Yeah, rather you are, I mean, and then they can say, oh, she's or he's taking care of themselves, very confident, and whatever this is, more, they tend to more like paying attention to you. I think it's really important in life. When you want to say something or in the group of people, like, it's hard to catch people's attentions, you know? And those are having a fit look and confidence, wearing your confidence, definitely it's powerful. So it's really powerful. So if you don't have any point, that's, it'll be kind of suck, you know? You don't want to, yes, you don't want to do that, but definitely people pay more attention to you. They tend to believe you or listen to you more.
Trust you.
Trust me for sure. But I mean, I don't say that you gotta use that. I mean, obviously there's so many people trying to look really confident, nice, and then they trap people. Like, don't be the person. You always have to be careful. But I'm trying to say here how things has changed since I became fitter. And definitely people around me totally changed. I only be around, you know, people are positive and then who are pushing themselves harder. I always like to be who are successful because I want to be successful, you know. So, and also these people have been happy to have me because I have so much energies and I can give that energy to them to be better themselves. So I think that's pretty much important things how fitness has changed my life. What do you think?
Oh, it's very interesting. I think a lot of them, they all link together, right? It's kind of like a domino effect. So by working out more, you took care of yourself. Like by taking care of yourself, you start to look better. By looking better, you got more confident. By being more confident, you attracted people around you who are also confident and respect your airs. So do you think, how much would your life be different if you hadn't have done this? What if you had just done your business MBA, ooh, fancy. And you had just done that and you had just continued down that path without going into fitness world. Do you think your life would have been?
Oh, man. Probably totally different, you know. But I can never see myself doing the regular job because I'm not just a person like that. But if I am not into fitness, would have been already married probably, being really having a normal life. I'm not saying that's bad because I see a lot of my friends who are married and having kids and they live happy life, you know? I mean, that's totally fine. I think that it's very fortunate to find somebody special in your life, and because life is going to be so lonely, to be sad, to be just by yourself. So definitely one of the things that I want to be with somebody special, but my life would be so different. But you know what? I feel like I'll be, even though I'm not doing fitness, I'll be doing something similar. Maybe it's just working, but doing something active. I have no idea,
yeah,
but
it's hard
yeah.
to imagine. But going back to point one, do you feel you've become pickier yourself about guys? I know you say by association you attract a different standard of men, whatever, but do you think you yourself have changed your taste?
Sure. I do have a clear list of the man that I desire. So since then I know exactly what I want. So
okay.
Like I didn't write anything. It's like, okay, I want my man taking care of himself, like staying fit lifestyle and doing something that he's really passionate about life, being positive. I'm not really a person who's like really focusing on the material things, and it could be something you could maybe work for some company, or you might have your own company, but I find myself more like suitable for those guy who owns their own business. But last relationship, I dated this guy who was running his own business, but the happening was he was too busy. I was like, I wasn't there. I felt so like we can talk about it next time, but it was like, dang, it's like...
Like you didn't exist kind of thing.
Yeah, it was. It makes me feel so bad that because he's only really caring about his business. It was always priorities was him, his business. Well, I think it's the fact that I like he's passionate about his work, but I think if you are in a relationship, the priorities has to be the person, not just making money. Because at the end of the day, you're making money to be happy with the people that you love. But if you put the priorities to make money, then that's end of the story. So for those experiences, I still gotta think about other things and that and that. But yes, I do have a clear thing that I want in my life and even with the man. And I think it's very important for you to know what you want, because once you visualize things that what you want, and that's when you know when you miss somebody. If you're single, just this is a tip. Or when you miss somebody, you can think about your list. Oh, so I want this and that and that. Oh, he's pretty fit in, you know, what I'm looking for. He's not going to be perfect, but at least the list of things that you care or what's important to you, if that's matching, then you can, you know, keep moving forward.
So
but
start,
but
right.
It's like, okay, he doesn't eat vegetables, period. Then I mean, like, maybe I don't want to, because that can be small, that can be a really small thing, but it can cause the bigger problems in the long run. So for me, living healthier lifestyle is important. So I'd rather be with someone who has that, because something that you cannot do is changing their lifestyle. You can't change who they are. You gotta accept the way that he or she is. So you gotta just know who that person is, and you gotta know first what you want first, and then know the person, matching and moving forward. Otherwise, you gotta take the chance. It's all your call. You gotta take the responsibility for that. So.
Right,
I feel like I'm the like counselor, like relationship counselor.
I can ask him into. Okay, so well, that was a good tip. But following on from that, do you have a tip of the week? A separate tip?
Definitely. Well, I just talk about something about, I mean, many things about relationship, but for sure, my message to you of this week is like attracts like. So if you want certain things in your life, you gotta be that first. If you wanna bring more money, but then you gotta think about how you can, you gotta have the certain characteristic of, you know, bring more money to your life. So being positive or caring with your confidence, taking care of yourself, I think it's the bottom line of being successful. All these people who are successful, they believe in themselves and they are confident about themselves. And I think staying fit is definitely give you that. I'm not saying staying fit is going to make you successful, but it's give you the basic standard to start with, you know, because once you change who you are with your body, you change your physique, then, wow, I can do this, you know. I feel like I can do anything. I mean, I think that you can do anything if you can control yourself. You gotta control what you wanna eat. You gotta, you know, say no to whatever you want to do. Like, you do really learn how to control the surrounding of yourself and then yourself, most importantly. So if you can control yourself, I think that you can do anything in life. So it can be from relationship to being successful, making more money. It all starts from the bottom, being fit and healthy. And you have no idea, all these famous millionaire billionaires, how they, you know, say the being healthy and being fit is very important. Every single people, they don't forget to take care of themselves. So there are reasons for that. I do believe it. And I'm going to have some success story about how being fit is related or help you to be more successful. And like I said, Kevin's story, and I will have more stories like that. So if you do know anybody's, you know, who's done and then who's staying fit and they, this being fit becomes their more fortune or being successful, you can share this story with me because I want to interview them. I do have few, but I want to hear from you if you are the person as well or if you know the person.
Great.
So
great.
Let's be successful. Let's be fit.
So the tip of the week basically is law of attraction, right? Like attracts like.
Yep, totally. I believe that law of attraction is you will attract people like you. So being honest is important, and you gotta be honest with you so that you can attract people who are honest. If you are faking and this and, you know, tripping, and like, you will attract the same people, group of people, you know? So just to be who you are, that who you wanna be, then you will attract the same people.
Right. There's that school of belief that says you basically become the average of the, what, 3 to 5 people that you spend the most time with. So if you're constantly spending time with negative people, you will naturally become negative. If you spend with positive, vice versa. Yeah, okay, that sounds great to me. I'm going to go now and hang out with some really good people and hope to become a good person myself. Anyway, so thank you very much. This was another lovely evening or afternoon as it is now here in Seoul. I'm going to say goodbye. And if you want to say goodbye to your listeners.
Yeah, I just want to say something, girls. Like, being fit, like, not only attract good people, but you will attract a whole bunch of, like, creepy as well. Like, people who just see you, they don't see the hard work in you, but it's rather, like, just the object, you know? So you just have to, I mean, don't worry about those, like, no's and, you know, haters. You have to be you and don't let them ruin you who you are. So just be confident about yourself, but don't try to change who you are for whoever, like nobody else. And I think that's very important. And then guys, for those who see a fit girl or a woman as more just a body, but remember, like, respect them more because it's all the hard work and then they're really dedicated and they're passionate about. So thank you for listening. I'm sorry I didn't mean to preach you, but I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and please share your experiences with us. And I'm not the right answers, but I'm just sharing my idea or my experiences, and I want to hear yours. So thank you again for listening. We are the gold standard, and let's pursue to be the better you. I will see you in the next episode. Stay active and be happy. Bye!
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to the gold standard with Minsoo Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.